Hey, it's Sparky. 5 for 55 past the hour on a pick and save football Friday. Time to check in on the Packers as we head into the weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. Sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee. Otto'sWineAndSpirits.com. And joining us, of course, Andy Herman, the Pack-A-Day Podcast, Packer Report. And let's first start off with the injury situation, Andy, with the Green Bay Packers. Alan Lazard still not practicing. Doesn't look like he's going to go, but David Bakhtiari, Elgton Jenkins, and maybe even Robert Tonyan might have a possibility of playing on Sunday?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. The Lazard injury certainly is the interesting one right now. And a couple things here, right? So we'll see what happens during Friday's practice. That's sort of always the deadline of, okay, does he practice? Does he not practice? And if he's able to go, maybe there's still a chance that he plays on Sunday, but you'd think maybe he'd be on some sort of pitch count, even if that were the case. So that one will definitely be worth monitoring. I think the good news for Green Bay is while they, you know, maybe have always been wondering who's going to be this number one guy and leaning on Alan Lazard probably to be that guy, it's not like they're lacking for depth at that position, right? They have numerous receivers who can come in and be targets for Aaron Rodgers, including the rookies and Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, but especially Sammy Watkins, who I know the ongoing joke is he always has an amazing week one and then gets hurt and then doesn't do the same after that. So maybe he's on pace for that amazing week one once again. And then, of course, he's going to have that familiarity and comfort with Randall Cobb as well. But the offensive line is certainly the one really worth monitoring because, to me, this is a totally different ball game. If you go into Minnesota and face Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith with no Elgton Jenkins or David Bakhtiari, with one of them or with both of them, and which ones are available, I think is going to go a long way in determining this ball game.
You know, the one thing we talk about with this Packers team going into this Vikings game, obviously, is Za'Darius Smith and his return, and he did that interview with Tyler Dunn from Go Long and talked about how he was treated his last year in Green Bay, and LaFleur, to his credit, deflected it and said, yeah, I'm not sure, you know, necessarily that he remembers it the same way that Za'Darius Smith remembers it. What was your take on the way that whole thing played out last season?
Yeah, I thought, honestly, like last season, it was interesting. I thought the eventual release was maybe the most predictable thing of this entire offense or offseason for the Packers. And the reason being is everything just seemed off with Za'Darius and the Packers a season ago. If you remember, Za'Darius kind of came out and said he wanted an extension and he wanted to be a Packer for life. Green Bay pumped the brakes and said, whoa, 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 not so fast. We would like to renegotiate your contract, push money out further, and sort of restructure him. Za'Darius and his agents are, whoa, no, no, no. We want to be a Packer for life. We want a long-term extension. That never gets done. Green Bay does a restructure with him that they were able to do without his permission. They go that route instead. And then, of course, he has the injury issue, doesn't play basically the entirety of the regular season, doesn't do all the rehab in Green Bay. And, of course, even before that, there's the whole captain snafu where he's not voted captain after he was the previous season, goes out and gets his own captain's chain. It just seemed destined for a divorce for a very long time. It eventually happened in the offseason. He goes to Minnesota, reunites with Mike Smith, which was also seemingly a predictable connection. And now Green Bay is going to have to deal with him twice per year if he can stay healthy. So not super surprised with the comments, just based on sort of the awkwardness that we saw from both sides a season ago.
Any fear of having to deal with Za'Darius Smith and Hunter if there is no Bakhtiari and Jenkins, which, again, I'm assuming there will be. They practice with the team again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think even if Bakhtiari and Jenkins are there, I think, you know, Za'Darius's versatility and his ability to rush over really your weakest player, right? He can rush over any of the 5 players on a passing down at any given moment. So all 5 guys are going to have to be prepared. And I think one of the I don't know if it's disappointing or frustrating or unlucky things for the Packers is, you know, the thing about Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith is those guys generally have trouble staying healthy through the course of a season. The Packers play the Vikings week one when both of them are healthy and they haven't had to go through the rigors of a season yet. So they may be one of the few teams that have to play a Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith led team, both at full strength. And you're also coming into it with a new defensive coordinator for the Vikings, a new coaching staff. So I think Green Bay is going to have some challenges and hurdles, not to mention a very loud Minnesota stadium as well. So that's going to be worth monitoring as well.
I'm sure people ask you like they ask me, hey, are the Packers going to win this weekend? And normally you always say yes, because I mean, you win 13 games a year. Normally the answer is always yes. With this Vikings team, and Matt LaFleur brought it up in his press conference on Thursday, talking about the fact of you kind of don't know really what you're getting yourself into. You know, you can watch tape of what Ed Donatell defenses did in the past or what the Rams offense looked like. But until you actually get out there and see what they're going to do, because they have no film really to play off of. It puts the present Packers team in a little bit of a funk. Similar, I look back to the Bears with Nagy, how that was Nagy's first game for the Bears, and early on in that game, the Bears offense was able to move the football so Green Bay could get a fix on things. I think it could be similar this week against the Vikings in week one.
Yeah, you never really want to go up against a team with a new head coach and a new defensive coordinator, new play caller, any of it in week one, because there's just so many unscouted looks, and it'll really test the Packers and their defense specifically in playing their keys and their offense and doing their job to, you know, the level that they're supposed to be doing it, making sure that their routes are accurate and that they're focused on their blocking assignments up front. So I think it's going to be a very big mental game, especially on the road, especially in a loud environment. And I do think Minnesota is going to come into this game very motivated and excited with a new, you know, there's going to be a level of excitement with a new head coach and a new staff there. So I think the good news for Green Bay is, you know, you have the opportunity to see this team for the first time, and maybe they're not totally cohesive yet, and you have the opportunity to lose in their first game. And one of the things that can really get a team going with a new head coach are early wins and early success. We saw it with Matt LaFleur. He got going early, and really they've never looked back since, and they've been a competitive, successful team ever since. And maybe you can get them off on the wrong foot. Maybe that doesn't get the Kevin O'Connell era off on the right foot, and maybe that can be advantageous for the Packers moving forward.
55 past the hour interview with Andy Herman of the Packer Report, Pack-A-Day podcast, sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a new gig or new career field, check them out today at youngexpress.com. You know, when we talk about those wide receiving core that everybody is kind of him and hawed at without Davante Adams and who's going to be that guy to step up, I think Sammy Watkins has kind of been the overlooking guy in this whole thing. People want to talk about Romeo Doubs. Obviously, they should. Christian Watson with his upside that he has. Lazard, Randall Cobb. And Sammy Watkins, at one point during the summer, people were saying, oh, he may not even make the roster. He may just get released. And I thought that was ludicrous. So he's definitely on the roster at this point. And I think if healthy, he might have a bigger impact than people think.
Yeah, it was interesting because a lot of that buzz was right before the Saints practice. Because up about until that point, he had not really done anything in training camp. And Aaron Rodgers has even recently mentioned about since the Saints came to town, and ever since then, Sammy Watkins has just been super impressive since that time, and he looks like a totally different player. And that was really seemingly the turning point. And again, according to Rodgers, he's been completely, who they expected him to be when they brought him in, much more precise, much more in shape. And hopefully he can be that guy for Green Bay, because, you know, losing Davante Adams obviously is going to be a challenge that no one wide receiver is going to be able to fill his shoes. But you start talking about guys like Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Randall Cobb. I think you've got a collective group that can be different sort of mismatches. And I think Matt LaFleur, for the first time, has all different types of ingredients, at his disposal to be able to take advantage of teams and what they can be with bigger mismatches. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Matt LaFleur does with this offense and this group of weapons. And I think if anyone can handle that, it's going to be Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers.
Andy, I'm going to ask you your prediction for the game, and then we got to talk about the big announcements that you've been putting on Twitter about your Pack-A-Day podcast. So who are you taking, Packers, Vikings in week one?
So yeah, I think, you know, with this game coming up, I think it's going to be a very low-scoring affair. I think both of these defenses are going to be ahead of the offenses at this point. I think as Rodgers gets acclimated to not having Davante Adams, maybe David Bakhtiari and Elton Jenkins sort of get reinvigorated into this offensive line. And then you've got on the defensive side for Green Bay a much more rejuvenated defense with a lot of new pieces. You know, you've got Quay Walker, obviously, manning the middle of the field. Jair Alexander back, who they didn't have against Justin Jefferson a season ago. I just think this is going to be a low-scoring affair. I'm going to go 2016 Packers in Minnesota. Tough win, but they eat one out at the end.
And that would be great. A 1-0 start would be great, especially for an offense that has its questions coming in from the national media and probably even from some Packer fans as far as how good it would be. So that would be a positive going forward. All right, let's talk about the Pack-A-Day podcast that I love. That you do and have done a great job with. You've been on your Twitter account at Andy Herman NFL, dropping one announcement after another. So clue everybody in on what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of great things coming up. First one is Mike Wall will be back this year every Friday on the YouTube channel. So make sure to check that out. He's phenomenal at breaking down tape and breaking down
the game. He's a great follow on Twitter too. He does a good podcast as well. Don't him and Amon Green do it together or something like that?
They do. They both have a podcast together, and they do a phenomenal job. But, yeah, so excited to have Mike back every Friday on the YouTube channel. And then we're going to be doing two live shows. We're going to be doing a happy hour every Friday at 4:30 Central Time with some guests across the Packers sphere. I've got Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney from Packs What She Said, as well as Dusty Evely, who does a tremendous job breaking down tape. So they'll be on this Friday. And then on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Lambeau time every week, we're going to be doing a live episode on YouTube as well. And that's going to be with some really big guests. And we're starting off right away with Aaron Nagler and Ben Fennell this upcoming Tuesday. So definitely make sure to check those out. Packaday Podcast on YouTube.
Ben Fennell's the best. I love me some Ben Fennell. I could listen to him talk all day long about anything he wanted to talk about football-wise. College football, pro football, it don't matter. You could listen to Ben all day long. And does a great job. So thanks so much for coming on, man. And we'll talk to you throughout the year. Continued success, the Packaday Podcast. And I'm sure I'll be one of those tuning in and checking it out. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
You betcha. There he is, Andy Herman, checking in here at 55 past the hour, again sponsored by our fine folks over at Young Express on a Pick and Save Football Friday. And don't forget, all of our Green Bay interviews that we do on a Football Friday are sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits, with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee. Otto's Wine and Spirits.com.